Okay, so we're up to the Knights of Chesed La'alafim, which was Tachshei from Sulaizam Kachataisam, which is unbelievable midah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu finds and kind of shifts the Ra to the Karchus of Ra in the Bria. So he's able to La'alafim see the Toyin Kaiso. Now the Gra says that Noisei Avoin Vafesha Vechata'a is explaining the gather of the La'alafim. So, how is it that Hashem is able to see the Toiv in the Jewish people La'alafim? In other words, which is essentially for the duration of we got a spot for you right here. Oh, standing room. Right here. So the first one is Noisei Avoin. Noisei Avoin. So Avoin, what type of aver is Avoin? So Avoin is from Taiva, generally is concerned. Pesha is considered from Merida, we'll explain. But Avoin is considered for is what's it called? Is for Taiva. What does Taiva mean? Taiva means that a person was not able to overcome their guf with their neshama, with their seichel. They let their guf chelek determine what to do more than their seichel. So it's often has been lost like ivosadin, like twisting, like an av and it's like a breaking, it's a twisting of the opposite of avoin is yashrus, basically. According, you know, yashrus is a kodesh baruch hu ba'aseh adam yashar. Yashar means with the ability to make the proper decisions and uplift oneself over their guf. The avoin is when a person is not being yashar. It's an avos of what they're supposed to do. This is the twisting of what they're supposed to do. And mamela, there's a what comes out is a chet, which is from the taiva. So now, what is the way to allow us to overlook that? Is to say that really that's really a kodesh baruch hu b'aseh adam yashar, and really they are yashar. They got a temporary thing, whatever. But really, the yashrus was not ruined, and really they do maintain the level that the neshama dictates. And that the seichel dictates, just whatever it has got in the way. So the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to, this is the method of the La'alafim, and it's the method of focusing on the Toiv to see that we are still b'sheirish good. So Memela, don't look at what we did, because that's the whole shirish, that's the way we're learning the whole concept and the whole what we're being aware here is don't danas kefi armaisim, danas kefi tifer, or for you, really, but now we're already at the point where Hashem is it's being chal in the people. So Hashem's the way he's able to do that in us is that he's able to say he's noisei the avon. He takes away that twistedness and able to see the tzad and the neshama of the person that it's still yasha. Now, what's that connected? It's connected to the midah titen emes Yaakov. The emes is this midah. As the emes is where Tzvara says. See that emes Yaakov, the emes is when you have the perfect balance between everything. Nothing's being swayed by one way or the other, right? Chesed is the meaning of Avram. We'll see Chesed Avram in a minute. But Titan emes Yaakov is the next midah. So Titan emes Yaakov. So the Chesed of Avram and the Gvura din of Yitzhak. The Yaakov is emes. Means it's exactly the Yashrus. It's exactly there's a Yosher in the MS because it's exactly not swayed by anything else to either side. That's what MS is. So MS is when you have the perfect balance and there's no sway to one way or the other. So like the Rambam calls Midos Deos. Why Deos? Because it's determined by a person's das. He's not a perfect. A perfect Midah is when it's not a Midah. And it's not a character trait. It's not just natural tendency. It's not, he's a nice guy. That's not, he has a good midah. He's naturally a nice guy. So fine. But the midah is when it's a deus, when it's run and determined by das. So that's when a person perfect balance of everything is the emes. So the titan emes
balance of everything. Balance.
Balance of what's supposed to be done at that minute. Meaning, I have a tendency to be nice, right? Right now, I'm not supposed to be nice. So when you're able to balance and say, I'm not, the mida is kefi what needed right now, not because of my pre conditioned personality. So, which is, by the way, what the Rambam means in the middle of the road. Everyone quotes the Rambam, he's supposed to be middle of the road. What does middle of the road mean? It sounds like very pyre, whatever. Middle doesn't mean middle. What we say middle means nothing, neither. Middle means everything. Middle means you're not being swayed by either one, and you're doing exactly what needs to be done at that moment. Because the Rambam says the middle of the road is a keem of halachta b'drachov. So what's halachta b'drachov got to do with middle? Hashem's middle? A little bit of this, a little of that? No, Hashem is that it is acting with chesed. It's not because he's a baal chesed or because he's a baal this. It's the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world are kipi what's needed at that moment. So that's deus. Okay. So that memela the titan emes Yaakov means
everything smooth, everything
not smooth. Everything is exactly what's determined with das, with seicha at that moment. Whatever is decided to be needed at that moment. That's the midah that you're using, not because you're being swayed. So that's the emes, which is the balance, which is the opposite of avon. Avon is when I wasn't balanced, when I was shifted by paiva or by something else. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world the midah of titan emes, Hashem, you made Yaakov, which is Klal Yisrael, you put in us a shurish of emes. So now that's the shurish of the midah. You put in us a shurish of emes. It means we really innately have the ability to be yashar. We have the ability to stay focused on our mission. We have the ability to not ruin our yashras with our with, and if we did, but still focus on the fact how you created us. You created us as titan emes Yaakov. You made Klal Yisrael the midah of emes, of being able to stay exactly yashar and be able to. That's our midah be'etzim. So even if we didn't act like that right now, so he's noise the oven. So to he's noise the oven in order to get us back to the midah of the emes that we have.
What does emes mean in this context?
Emes means the yashar. Of perfectly doing everything up Pisechel.
And why is that called emes?
Because that's the balance between chesed and gvura el moshel. Emes is when you have the aleph, mem, and tav. It's when everything, you have both extremes, and you're able to hold it together with the mem. Aleph and tav, and the mem is the middle letter. In other words, the emes is when
so
everything...
It's all the yash is all encompassing.
Right,
not,
the yash is not neither. We say middle, meaning the power guy. Don't get too excited about anything in life. Just stay part of, you know. It's not that. It's that you know how to use every midah exactly how it's needed. You have total control of every midah, and you use it when it's needed. So like a Baron Rock gave a shmooze one time about our Baron. So he said he met this old lady in England, and he said, and this old lady in England, the Baron used to stay in her house, and he went to England. And she he's like, do you remember anything about Rabbi? So what did everyone say about Rabbi? What's the first animal says about fire, right? So what did she say? Most sweetest person. So such a like a very like soft lotion she used. Such a sweet, I don't know what she used, but like a very sweet person. She's like that. He's like, look, it's the first time I ever heard anyone describe Rabbi like that, right? So what's up, Shad? Because There's no need for fire with this lady right now. For this lady, what was needed was that midah, right? So I don't have to show this midah right now. What's the point of being on fire right now? Right now, she's offering me a tea, so I'm very nice about it. So the pshat is that the full control, that's emes. What's full control mean? Means the emes, how the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Baruch Hu, Adam Yashar. We're created with the Yashar, especially Klal Yisrael. The Titan Emes Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael from Yaakov, which has the speed of Emes, which means that we're able to stay Yoysher, stay Mamish clean, and not be pulled by anything. So don us with that Emes that we never ruined in that Midah. So we're perfect. We have a shurish of Emes within us. That determines everything we do, and that's really doesn't get ruined.
Even though
we did avonis, and avonis is a break of that. It's an evos of that. But Hashem's noisei the avon. He's able that the shirish of it is Tita Emes Yaakov. We all have that shirish. The way it plays out in us is he's noisy the oven from us so that he can tap back into the Emes, to our midah of Emes that exists within us.
That he created.
That he created. He's donning us kefi the way he created us, not kefi the way we are.
He's entirely being of the Emes. So they were saying that
we want
the tear should come from the outside. No. Not from the inside.
Meaning remove all the problems. Remove all those ikuvim that don't let us tap into that. That's the midah of Emes is that ability to be clear. And if a person is living like that, they'll be completely yosher. They're never going to sway. So the only reason we swayed is because we were shoychem emes behavli hazman, like the Rambam says. So we got carried away. So Hashem's noisei the avoyim to reveal the emes inside each person. So the shoychem of the midas tita emes yaakov, which Hashem is noisei the oven to get rid of that oven so he could judge us if we that midah of emes. So that's, like the Goyen saying, this is a step in how he gets to that lalafim, how is he able to judge us, kifi, the bris avos, is by being noisei the avos. So that's the first step. The next one is the pesha and the chata, to get to that. Okay, Mr. Shem.
Because you don't mention it's like a pole, it's back to
the. Yeah, yeah.